Hookah bars are a relatively new thing in Wisconsin. Amir Rasuli has owned the Sheet Chai Hookah Lounge in Milwaukee for 3 years, but his business and a handful of other hookah bars across the state will be in trouble if the smoking ban passes. As it stands now, the smoking ban will allow exemptions for existing cigar bars and tobacco shops, but will not exempt hookah bars. Iranian-born Rasuli says it's cultural discrimination.
This is ridiculous because if they are considered as a smoking place, because it's a cigar bar or it's a cigar club or cigar joint or whatever they call them, that people go there to smoke cigars, they should allow us to have our hookah because this is something cultural. Like in culture of the United States, people smoke cigars. In all cultures, people smoke hookah.
Rasuli says sending people outside to smoke wouldn't work for his business.
How many months of a year we do have a good weather? That would definitely be end of the business.
State Representative Nick Milroy says hookah bars will be discussed in the assembly, but there is little chance they will get an exemption. Milroy doesn't believe the emission of hookah bars is based on discrimination.
It was probably overlooked. Part of the compromise that was hammered out between the Tavern League and Smoke Free Wisconsin was that they would allow for an exemption for existing cigar bars. I think if they probably would have thought of existing hookah bars, that they would have included them in the exemption also.
In Superior, Rich Kramer, Wisconsin Public Radio.